Of course, it gets remodeled.
Sure.
But.
How was it then, in the 20s?
In the 20s? Let's see. There was the sink. There was a washing machine. There was a gas stove. There were cabinets. The kitchen table with chairs in the middle of the room. It was an ironer with his household of children. It took all of the things that you could possibly have.
What's this ironer?
As they have in the laundries, the presses, it had the top, the piece that you, it was freestanding. No, the mangle is the part of an old-fashioned washing machine through which you put the clothes to wring. Yeah, the wringer was the same.
That's some things called, they're used in laundries called mangle, but I guess that's mangle press. This means a rough press, then, I guess.
I guess that's how they get them to come out.
Did you ever have a, you didn't have a, is there any other kind of a kitchen that you've seen? You didn't have in this house, perhaps, but that you've
seen. Once upon a time as a child, we had a coal stove, if that's
No, I was thinking of something that's in another building, or it might be a separate building, or it might be something built onto the back of the house for cooking in the summertime.
Not of my era, not in Atlanta.
What is that, what were those called, though? Is it New England?
The kitchen, or the cookhouse, one or the other.
Okay, good. Cookhouse. You never heard the term summer kitchen, though?
Yes, I've heard it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, what was this other little room that you mentioned that's close, right close to the kitchen?
The butler's pantry.
Right, and was that, what was that butler's
pantry? The china and silver and crystal were kept there, and there was a sink to take care of with cabinets.
How about canned goods?
Oh, there was a storage closet in the kitchen.
I see. But you said that the canned goods were not kept in the butler's pantry.
No, they were kept in connection.
How about, did you have a lower level below the first
floor?
There was
a basement, yes.
What was that like? Was that finished?
No, it was not finished. It was a concrete floor. But only the furnace and the servant's bathroom was there.
I see.
It was in the basement.
I see. The servants live in the house?
At one time.
They lived in the basement?
Edward, this afterthought baby, had a nurse. Mother divided one of the front bedrooms.
I see.
And Dodo, if you would like a name.
Sure, okay.
Named Annie Jo McMichael, called Dodo. She had that room, and Edward, as a little one, was in the other half of that room.
How about a name for old, worthless furniture? Now, this is, I'm not talking about antiques now, but I'm just talking about furniture that might be, that hasn't yet been, that's old enough to be dated, but not old enough to be an antique. Do you have any special name for that? Or things, if you had implements or garden tools and things that are old and no longer used.
I can't come up with anything but this old hole of that piece of junk.
I see. Okay. That's what I was getting. You would use that term.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's the primary item there. That's exactly right. Okay, now, and how about a room for keeping these things in? If you had a little room somewhere in the house, in the basement or something, for keeping these old homes.
Please put this in the storage room.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term or used the term lumber room? Is that at all familiar to you?
It's familiar, but never having had